Welcome back to Gently Historic. Today's topic is communism, more importantly, the Chinese Communism Revolution. If you're new to this podcast, I'm Tiana Smith, host of Gently Historic. My goal today is to explain how China changed for the better after the Communist Revolution. Now let's get into this topic. It's a cold-blooded love. It's a cold-blooded love. To understand the Chinese Communist Revolution, it is best to understand what communism is. Communism is by definition a political theory derived from Karl Marx, advocating class war and leading to a society in which all property is publicly owned and each person works and is paid according to their abilities and needs. Some helpful books that will explain communism further is The Communist Manifesto by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, The Capital Critique of Political Economy by Karl Marx, and The Red Flag, A History of Communism by Dave Priestland. Now, without further ado, the topic of discussion today. The Chinese Communist Revolution. On July 1st, 1921 in Shanghai, China, Mao Zedong, Zhou Enlai, Chen Duxiu, and Li Dazhao founded the Communist Party of China, which was referred to as the Chinese Communist Party. Once the Chinese Communist Party became popular, the Kuomintang of China, a major political party then, had been driven away by 1949, specifically after the Chinese Civil War. You may wonder how that piece played a part. Well, the Kuomintang of China was the government in mainland China, which by 1949 fell because Mao Zedong established the People's Republic of China on October 1st, 1949, ending the Chinese Communist Revolution. So, what led up to communism in China? Clearly, there has to be an answer for this. Well, China faced many contradictions within its own society. One main contradiction was known under the Qing Dynasty, where high rates of rent and taxes were issued out to where wealth was rare to come by for a majority of village chiefs and landlords. With the growth of inequality and foreign colonialism, the people of China grew tired of the suffering. So, Mao Zedong, who was introduced to and became powerfully influenced by the philosophies of Marxism, brought the ideal of communism to China. Thanks to Zedong, China was able to flourish equally. But there seems to be a key piece to why Mao did this. To understand, it would be best to know that following the Boxer Rebellion in the 1900s, China's citizens experienced starvation, extreme poverty, and grief leading to the loss of many innocent souls, which was why China's citizens put more trust into people like Zedong. Overall, communism has been very beneficial for China, allowing Chinese people to stabilize economically as well as mentally. No wonder China flourishes the way that it does today, which clearly addresses that China is doing better, especially when it comes to finances. So to conclude, communism has its place in China because of how it stabilizes the economy and allows the people to be relieved mentally as well. Although most people don't see communism as a good thing, sometimes you have to look at the positive over the negative, especially when it's in China. For them, this is a much better thing for them to participate in financially, mentally, and just physically than how the government used to be in the Qing dynasty as well as other dynasties. So when you consider that, is communism really that bad? Listening to this episode of Jilla Historic. Stay tuned for next week, where our topic will be the French Revolution, where I will be explaining how America could have done more to provide aid to their French allies.